What's the emotion like in the room at the moment?
Yeah, really good. It was a great win for us. It was the third quarter with some of the best defense I've seen we've played. Really had each other's back. You know, hold a team like that to 9 points, it's, I don't know if that's a season low for them, but it certainly changed the game, and it was great effort by our guys, especially being down 12 points early.
We made a comment at half-time, we sort of felt like they were going down and scoring quite easily, and you were having to work a bit more, despite the closeness of the score. It certainly changed from there, like, we couldn't get their shots. What did you do to change the way they were able to get out of the ball?
No, I think the last 5 minutes, I thought we were getting... The tempo changed, even though we're scoring pretty well too. So to come in at 1 point down at the half was pretty damn good, seeing how many points we gave them. And we knew if we stayed together and had each other's back out there, we'd be in a good show. But the defence in the third quarter was outstanding.
What does this do for the change in the way you're playing and the energy that you're playing? What, it's a second statement rather than just the first one.
Yeah, and we had some contribution across the board, which is really good. We had some energy from the bench, and starters got us going, and the start of the third quarter was really good as well. So, you know, it was probably too much fast-paced in that first quarter for us. 60 points and a half is a lot, but I thought we wrestled back the tempo of the game in the second half.
What was your reaction to the last second of the game?
It went crazy, didn't it? It was like we were 20 up, and then... you know, it's disappointing that Lockie, our development player, comes in, an intentional foul on him, and then it just escalated from there. So that's the only one I've seen, but I'll see what the league gets into. It's disappointing that it finishes that way.
What do you say to your players now? When are you going to see them in a couple of those times?
Oh, I'll see. We've got to jump on a plane and go to Adelaide. So, yeah, this is playoff basketball. It's high pressure, it's high stakes, and it's whoever cracks first. And we certainly stayed there together, which was really good, because before we were going individually, and I thought the last 2 weeks we've really collectively showed our toughness and showed our defence, and you know, and we want to keep playing that way.
Will anger be a factor on Sunday, or were you confident to get your players back to just playing what they did?
No, I think it just went over last, what, 3-4 minutes, it went overboard with... you know, there was the niggles in there all the way through, and we've got to be a little bit smarter out there as well, and we'll find out Sunday.
You see, there's a bit of anger on the bench as well. Like, Bryce had you restrained, and JP had been restrained. You were there at the time. What was upsetting then?
Oh, obviously, there was a bit of ruckus on the court, so, you know, you want to stick up for your teammate, and I don't think there was anything more than that, yeah.
Coach, at half-time, you said you were happy to be only a point down, but... they've shown they can score 60 and a half before. They've done it 4 times already this year. You had 60 and went with them. How do you go into that? Do you do the defence to let them get 60, or stoked at your attack for being able to get 60 yourself?
All the above. You know, it was... We really missed out on a number of defence assignments early on, and I thought the boys did a really good job locking that down in the second half and just playing how we wanted to play, and we didn't react well to the transition in the first quarter. So they caught us off guard, but I think the longer the game went on, the better we played.
And happy man next to you, his second term, he drops big baskets when they looked as though they might pull away from him. Happy with that performance?
Yeah, no, Jesse's been playing great basketball, you know, for the last month. Really, he's been really consistent, and he gives that starting group a different look outside, whether you've got a threat that you've got to be a little bit more honest, and you know, gives other options out there. And the guys are doing a great job finding each other and giving the ball up and sharing the ball. And you know, we're not built with rock stars all over the place. We've got to play team basketball to be successful, and we're starting to do that now.
I just got a comment 2 weeks ago. You lost to Sydney back to back. Went from first to fourth, and the people writing off you're done. To now beating New Zealand and Adelaide consecutive games and back in second spot. What's that mean to you? What's that say about you?
I was just getting back playing Wildcats basketball. You know, if we walk off the court and play the right way, that's fine, and we lose, that's fine. But let's be honest with ourselves and play the right way. And we lost it against Adelaide. It was disappointing, and the guys were the first to put their hands up, and we've got to get back to playing how we played early in the year, and we're starting to do that right now.
Sorry, Joe, can I say that's the last foul? You expect the league to have a look at Matisse's foul on Cummings?
Oh, I thought it was an unsportsman. I think it was called an unsportsman, wasn't it? Yeah, so I don't think it was anything more than that.
And what do you say to Dexter? Obviously, a reaction after a play like that is natural. Do you take him aside and have a chat about how he acted, or are you happy with the way he acted? What's your take on that?
Look, I need all the information above, but I'm happy that Dexter stood up for his teammate first and foremost. But we've got to play smart. There's other ways to skin a cat, so to speak, and reacting straight away is not the way. It's getting down, playing some defence, getting locked down stops and, you know, hurting them on the scoreboard more than physicality.
Can you tell us about DC's game tonight?
Mm.
You had a few words in him early after you missed a couple of chippies. How important was he in you guys pulling away in the second half?
Yeah, big time. I thought he had a couple of dunks, and he was passing the dunks up. And you know, I think everybody here, the 13,000 fans, want to see him dunk on people, and he's got the athletic ability to do it, so we just got to flick that switch. And I thought he had two opportunities early to do that, and he passed up. And in the second half, you know, he came and played like a man, and that's if he can do that for four quarters, he's a hell of a player.
Does he respond to that? Does he need a fire sort of lit under him to really be aggressive about it?
Yeah, I'm finding that out. Look, he responded well and getting after. He's a phenomenal athlete. He's quick. Even that full court pass to JK threw, I was like, no, don't throw. Great throw, yes. You know, and then he went for two or three alley-oops straight away, and the teammates found him at the right spot. So, yeah, happy for him. He had a really good second half.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, you know, we hang our hat on defence, and obviously the first half, I think 61 points is probably not acceptable, but, you know, when we play defence, get the ball and run, yeah, it is a fun way to play.
And the noise that generated tonight as well, that assist to get you guys
momentum? Hey, the fans here, what's the attendance, 12,500, I mean, that's phenomenal. You know, the noise that they make, you know, the yell and the scream and the clappers, you know, I don't think it's matched in the league, so it's phenomenal.
Could you just tell us, the conversation you had with the refs for Joey towards the end when Angus was had his fifth, what actually was that for?
They said he pushed, I think, Creek away. So, yeah, I was, I can't say much about it, but, yeah, that's what he told me.
Just a word on the Battle of Boards. They're a massive team.
Mm.
To win that Battle
40-33,
what's your take on that?
Yeah, I thought we were getting beaten earlier too. I think the first quarter we only had 5 rebounds, so that was a... we didn't really speak about it at half time, but it's really getting giving them one shot, you know, and running the ball out from them. We know they're a quick team, so it was good to... Did we win it? Yeah, we won it, so that's a good one to get.